You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Two of the biggest franchises in superhero history collide in theaters this weekend, Batman versus Superman. To the delight of geeks like me, it is almost impossible in recent years to imagine a time when the box office wasn't dominated by Caped Crusaders and Men of Steel. But believe it or not, there is one guy who, in large part, is responsible for comic book movies as we know them. His name is Michael Uslan. And when you're watching Batman vs. Superman this weekend, look for his name in the credits as an executive producer. Uslan's name is, in fact, on every Batman film because he owns the character. And the way he got him is kind of a crazy story. Here's Michael Uslan telling it himself.
It was a cold night in January 1966. I had been waiting for months for this night. I was 14 years old. The Batman TV show was about to debut on ABC.
This is an ABC color presentation.
And then it came on the air, and I was horrified by what I was seeing.
Good heavens.
The entire world was laughing at Batman, and that just killed me. That night, downstairs in my den, I made a vow, not unlike Bruce Wayne, that somehow, someday, I would find a way to show the world what the true Batman is and erase from the collective consciousness of the world culture these three little words that were soon to haunt me for decades: pow, zap, and wham. And that became my mission. So I went to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. It was the early 70s, the time of great experimentation on college campuses. I think that's all I'll say about that. In response to the times, the College of Arts and Sciences began an experimental curriculum department. So I designed a course on comic books. I began my pitch. The dean had this little pair of half glasses perched at the edge of his nose, and he looks over them down at me, and he let me speak for 2 minutes and then cut me off. He said, "Mr. Uslan, all comic books are cheap entertainment for little children. Give me a break here." And in what would become a life-changing moment for me, I said, "Are you familiar with the story of Moses?" He said, "Yeah, so? By any chance, do you recall the origin of Superman? Comic books and superheroes are our modern-day mythology. The ancient gods of Greece, Rome, Egypt all still exist. Except today, they wear spandex and capes." And then he stops, stares at me for what I swear to you was an eternity, and then says, "Your course is accredited." I am now the world's first college professor of comic books. I got back to my apartment, and I picked up the phone and I called United Press International. I asked to speak to a reporter, and I started to scream at him. "What is wrong with you? You're supposed to be the watchdog of our society." And he says, "Calm down. What are you talking about?" And I go, "Are you kidding me? I hear there's a course on comic books being taught at Indiana University. I'm a taxpayer in this state. They are using my money to teach our kids comic books? This has got to be some communist plot to subvert the youth of America." And I slammed down the phone. And my telephone started to ring. And it never stopped. The NBC Nightly News, the CBS Evening News, virtually every newspaper in North America. I never taught one class that wasn't filled with reporters. About 2 weeks or so later, my phone rings. It's a vice president from DC Comics in New York. Next thing I know, they offer me a job. I'm still at IU, and I am writing Batman comics. At that point in time, going into the 70s, the president of DC Comics, a wonderful man named Saul Harrison, I said, "Since Batman went off the air on television, nobody's interested in Batman anymore." And that's when I remembered back to that cold night in January 66 and the vow that I made. And I said, "Saul, I want to buy the rights to Batman and make these dark and serious movies." He was chagrined and said, "Michael, for God's sake, don't do this. I don't want to see you lose all your money. Is there any way I can talk you out of this?" And I said, "No." And he shrugged and he said, "All right, Schmoozle, come on in." So when people say, we don't understand, how does a kid in his 20s buy the rights to Batman? It's a very unglamorous answer. I got him because nobody else on the planet Earth wanted him.
Michael Uslan spent 10 years pitching the idea of his Dark Batman movie to every studio in Hollywood, and he finally had some luck when he teamed up with a young director named Tim Burton. So far, Batman movies have raked in a cool $4.5 billion, and comics have been movie gold ever since.